Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Camplex plans to create events fund for more revenue. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Camplex is taking steps to increase revenue beyond rental rates by creating a fund dedicated to producing its own events. The Gillette News Record reported Executive Director Aaron Lyles presented the plan to the Campbell County Public Land Board earlier this month, proposing that a portion of the $2.3 million insurance pool, largely from a hailstorm damage claim in 2019, be used for maintenance, employee costs, and event production. 50% of the funds will go towards maintaining the facilities, 30% will support employee needs, and 20% will create the new CAM Events Fund. This fund will allow the Camplex to produce its own events, keeping a share of the ticket revenue instead of relying solely on rental fees. By bringing in events like comedy shows and concerts, Camplex hopes to reduce reliance on city and county funding while keeping rental rates low. While past events have generated some revenue, this new initiative will allow Camplex to take on more events and even absorb some risks like low ticket sales. The goal is to continue growing Camplex's revenue, which doubled from $644,000 to $1.2 million in just 2 years. Campbell County Festival of Lights open for the holiday season. The Campbell County Festival of Lights is officially open, lighting up Camplex Park from now through January 1st, 2025. Visitors can enjoy the dazzling display of holiday lights daily from dusk until 11 p.m. The festival features themed music shows throughout the week. Tuesdays and Fridays offer a kids-themed music show. Wednesdays and Saturdays showcase country-themed tunes. Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays highlight traditional Christmas music. The Festival of Lights is free to attend, but donations are welcome. Contributions can be made at the end of the park drive before entering the Christmas drive-in display, helping to support the beloved holiday tradition. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.